Catherine, and that song was called Man Up. You're listening to 90.3 The Core. This is Nightlight. I have Kazem Sultan with me in the studio. It's been really, really wonderful to have him here. He's really cool. He's got great stories. He's a great guest.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And then before we heard Man Up, there was Todd Rundgren from the Arena CD, Panic. And of course, Kazem just mentioned he tours with Todd regularly, and he's going to be touring with him again this summer for a while.
Yeah. So in June and July.
That's cool. So, anything else you want to talk about on?
Is there anything else I want to talk about? Sure, there's tons of stuff I want to talk about. You know, I mean, swine flu, first African American president, Dick Cheney.
Who doesn't seem to go away. Okay, he's crazy.
He's out of his mind.
I know.
He's totally out of his mind.
I know. Like, and the things he says, so like incendiary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
and it makes him look stupid.
Rather than get into a political discussion, which is my politics or my politics. I mean, I'm just trying to add a little levity into the evening, really. Is there anything else I want to talk about? I don't know. I would love for people to check out my music and see if they like what I do. Join the mailing list and stuff like that. You can go to MySpace. I have a MySpace page and of course a Facebook page and a website and a this site and a that site, and there's always kazeminfo.com. That's actually the best place to get information about what I'm doing. Sue updates her site every other day, I think, or every day sometimes when there's stuff going on. The rest of this year is panning out to be a pretty decent year. I'm going to try and take a little bit of time to work on my stuff this summer. In September, I believe, there's some talk about Todd doing one of his records in its entirety, A Wizard, A True Star.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real groundbreaking record at the time. It was released in the early 70s, and to do that record from top to bottom will be a really big undertaking. I'm sure the band will have to be a lot bigger, and there'll be some special guest stars appearing. And the first show that they have booked is in Akron on September 6th, I believe, and tickets go on sale for that next week. And then I'm just going to kind of be floating around for the rest of the year, doing this, that, and the other thing. I power washed my deck at home this afternoon, and I got to seal it. Actually, it's supposed to rain, so I might not seal it until it dries up again. And then I have to clean out the garage next week, get all the leaves out that have fallen, and they get blown into the garage, I got to do some planting.
All exciting stuff, right?
Yeah, it's real. It's just like, stuff that everybody does.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have that time sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I get kind of restless, I don't like off time. I don't necessarily like having nothing to do, but stuff that needs to be done. I like kind of doing whatever it is that my little heart desires at whatever given moment, And when I'm forced to do things, that's when I kind of shut down and wind up sleeping 16 hours a day, which is really easy for me to do. I love to sleep.
Well, you must need to catch up on it from the times when you're touring, right?
Yeah, I spent like a good 20 years awake, so any chance that I can get to sleep is good.
All right. Well, I'd like to play something from All Sides.
Sure.
You want to pick a song from All Sides?
Do I want to pick a song?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll pick a song. Probably the best song for you to play in this particular situation would be Are You Happy Now? I really like. Oh, actually, no. Yellow Cab.
I'll play Yellow Cab.
That's a great song.
It is a great song.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
Give it back.
Oh, I got to give it back.
Cue it up. Yeah.
It just doesn't go out in the ether.
Okay. Do you know? Oh, and then I have a trivia question.
Sure.
this concerns Meatloaf. Mm-hmm. And then there was in the first Meatloaf album, Bat Out of Hell, mm-hmm. you did you play on all three albums, by the way?
Yes.
All right, he played on all three albums, but there was one song that you did not play the bass on that song.
On Bat Out of Hell 1, there was one song that I did not play the bass on.
All
correct.
Right, so you can tell us.
Oh, you want to know what it is?
Yeah,
Heaven Can Wait.
Heaven Can Wait.
All it's
right.
Just piano and vocal.
That's a really beautiful song. It's a great that's a great, great album.
Yeah, the Bat Out of Hell 1 was, we did that record in 1976 or 77, we recorded it. And throughout the recording of that record, it was just, we were just laughing the whole way through it. I didn't think that I would ever hear those songs again after recording them the first time. And about a year after recording it, I was driving up to Woodstock. I was on the Palisades Parkway. I was listening to WNEW 102.7 at Scott Muni.
And, when it was the great radio station.
Yeah, and I heard this music on the radio that sounded oddly familiar. And I'm so, where did I hear that before? Where have I heard that song before? And the more I listened to it, I realized, oh, I played on that. That's me playing bass, and that's that guy Meatloaf that I worked with, that we did his record. And then, you know, I mean, he's sold about, that record has sold about 48 million copies, something like that, some ridiculous amount.
I was at somebody's 21st birthday, mm-hmm. and it was a big deal, and we were in this hotel, in this, like, ballroom kind of deal, mm-hmm. And they're playing, like, the DJ's playing a lot of, like, dance music mm-hmm. and whatever for the young people. And, you know, it's just... And so somebody goes up and hands him the Meatloaf CD and says, please play that. Mm-hmm. And then the whole room kind of erupted into some kind of opera.
Oh, what did he play? Paradise?
He played the whole CD,
oh,
little by little, and people just acted it out
yeah.
and danced.
Yeah,
it.
Paradise by the Dashwood Light. I mean, you know,
incredible.
You know, people today, they still play that song at proms and bar mitzvahs and weddings, and you know, it's just a timeless song. And you know, I get to play it every night when I'm with Meatloaf, when I'm on tour with Meatloaf, and it gets a little tiring at times. But you got to appreciate it for what it is. It's just a, you know, it's a landmark tune.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Okay. So now what we're going to hear is Yellow Cab.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the CD All Sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is its two CDs.
Yes, a double CD, and it's got a bunch of material on it, from new stuff to old stuff to in between stuff and all that.
And its packaging is beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. That's my friend Dave did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's good. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And this is The Night Late on 90.3 The Core.
I don't know what it is that you do. I know.